Stories are aplenty regarding the unbelievable Kochos HaNefesh, Kochos HaGuf of the Chazon Ish, Rav Avraham Yeshaya Karelitz, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. It was said about the Chazon Ish, along with all the other myriad and sundry mitzvos of the Gadol HaDor, the Posek HaDor, the Heilige Chazon Ish, that even in the end of his life, he would be walking down the street in Bnei Brak, and if he was walking behind a woman, people would see him scurrying, hurrying up to get in front of the woman. People would say, Chazon Ish, you're the Gadol HaDor, you're the Posek HaDor, you're Nish Kodesh Hator. And he says, Halacha is Halacha. I'm not allowed to walk behind a woman in the shuk. I'm going to run up to make sure that I'm going to be in front. That was the Chazon Ish. His Hakbodi Yaseiru when it came to Inyane Kedusha Inyane Tahara. My dear friends, my wife and I are blessed with one child, one son, born after 12 and a half years of unexplained infertility, Avram Yeshaya, named for the Chazon Ish. It's the one time the Arizal writes in Hagdama Chav Gimel of Shar Gagulim that parents get Ruach HaKodesh. I can't tell you, Ada Yom Hazeh, married now 27 plus years, I can't tell you exactly why we named our son after the Chazon Ish, but little Avram Yeshaya, Shayala, he is named for the Chazon Ish. And I gotta tell you, our little Shaya almost never made it, almost died in his first few days of living. And he's been in countless hospitals throughout Eretz Yisrael and throughout the New York, the tri-state area. He's been in many, many hospitals. And he's been exposed, as anyone who's been in a hospital knows, there are TVs all over the place. And I could just tell you, if I can humbly add, that our dear, beloved Avram Yeshaya, named for the Chazon Ish, and all the hospitals and all the places we've been, and all the TVs blaring and blasting, I have never seen our son ever look in the direction of a TV. And granted, he's not a normal healthy child, but he still is able to see. And I've never ever once seen him gaze at a TV, at a television, at movies that are going on. That's a nitzitz perhaps of the Chazon Ish, but that's an Avram Yeshaya. That's the koach we all have to know what to look at and what not to look at. And sometimes we can read stories and hear stories and be inspired by people who live their lives knowing not to look at things that we ought not to be looking at. Shubizocha tesiyata d'shmaya, to guard our eyes like never before, yeshakayach. And tiska limitus to this unbelievable organization, Vayimayin. Let's follow the lead of the Yosef HaTzadik's, the Vayimayins of the Chazon Ish's, and let's live lives imbued with Kedusha, with Tahara, Ad Ein Sof.